Today's guest and I met at a retreat in December 2024, and I'm beyond excited to share this episode with you. What Shayna brought into the campaign room is beyond this world, exactly as the campaign we created around. Shayna is the founder of Body Talk and best-selling author redefining how high-level women scale. She has grown Body Talk into a global movement practiced daily by hundreds, with over 100 facilitators across 35 countries training in her methodology. She's a mama living in Miami. She's known for hosting immersive events and festivals, dancing barefoot, and leading with a distinct blend of embodied authority and soft power. So let's grab your favorite drink and bring more joy and profit into your next launch. Enjoy this episode inside the campaign room. We all love that sound. But what we love even more is when it becomes the standard. Clean, consistent, every single day. Without losing yourself in a business that looks successful on the outside but feels empty on the inside. This isn't about building something profitable that drains you. This is about building something that lasts. With full body conviction, with presence, with this is exactly where I belong energy. By architecting a brand that holds cult status. A brand that works for you even when you're not pushing, posting, or proving. A brand that doesn't convince, it commands. Welcome to Cult Status, the podcast for global coaching leaders and creative visionaries that turn their brands into cult-like companies. I'm Ramona Ochsenbauer, creative director, brand architect, and the woman behind cult-like productions and cinematic brands that turn attention into obsession. You're not here to play safe. You're not here for compromises. You're here to build a world people want to belong to and to ride the rules as you go. So fasten your seatbelt, because this is where brands stop being content and start becoming culture. I'm beyond excited for today's episode in the campaign room, because my guest today is a very special woman. My guest today is Shayna Reskin, and she's a woman I now know since a little bit more than 1 year. And I think it's super exciting to observe all the things, to watch the things both of us did within the last couple of months, the last year even. So having you on the podcast today, Shayna, is such an honor, and I'm so excited for the things you bring into the campaign room. And to get this episode started, who are you? Who are the people who you serve? What are the things people need to know about Shayna Reskin before we get started?
Oh, I love this. Hi, I'm Shayna Reskin. I am the founder of Body Talk. We are about to launch an app, which is really exciting. We have a best-selling book, a methodology that people practice in over 34 countries around the world every single day to get out of their heads and get into their bodies. And the main thing that I love to do is to use body language when it comes to sales, and to be able to read your client and also read your own body language so that you can put your guards down and actually make the purchases and make the sales that you both want to do, because we all know you can have the best words and the best script and the best everything, but our body speaks way before our words do, and even louder. So I geek out about this work, and it's really an unfair advantage, and we all have it. So it's just about learning how to read it and learning how to master it. And that's the work that I love to do.
And I love it so much. I love how you teach it. I love that you teach it. And I also love the fact that you are about to launch an app, because therefore it gets accessible for so many more people, which is insane. And I think that it's also the one or the next big thing you brought into the campaign room with you today, right?
Yes. Yes, I'm someone that as soon as I get comfortable, I get scared, because I know that feeling of comfort. I mean, we're seeing this change in the industry we're in, like everyone, like, okay, let's all sell coaching and programs, and everyone looked the same, almost like selling the same types of things, and our buyers ourselves, where we're more advanced and skilled and knowledgeable, and we want something new. And I felt that when right before we launched the book, I was like, okay, I can't launch another program. I need to launch like an asset. And then I felt that before the certification. I'm like, okay, I just got pregnant and I can't be on 100 calls a day. So I need to have facilitators that practice this body of work around the world for me. And we have over 100 facilitators. And now I'm feeling that same thing. And it's time to do the scariest thing I've done because an app is way bigger than I expected. So that's where we're at, and I'm excited, and this is great timing.
Yeah, it's the absolute perfect timing. So, do you want to tell us a little bit more about the app? Does it already have a name? What does it look like? Do you want to reach with it? How or what's the main approach with it? Like, what is what people get access to inside the app so that we have all laying down on the table that we can work based on that?
Okay, so right now we don't have the actual app yet. We're in figuring out the build. And this is like already I'm leaning forward, I'm getting excited. But the way that I see it is, I mean, we're now closer to information at the click of a button. Like people are chatting with AI, and it's very easy to get overwhelmed, to get in your head, to get into like outsourcing your thinking for other things. And I love technology, but I wanted to like to be able to translate like what is my body saying if there is guilt or shame or overwhelm or overthinking or grief or whatever comes up as human beings that we feel, that you're able to open up the app and almost speak with your body, or like let your body talk. So you'll be able to like kind of imagine it like ChatGPT, but instead of the person responding to you being a robot, it is your body, like your shoulders, your tension in your head, and it's telling you like this is what I am feeling and this is what I need, and you're able to have a conversation with yourself. And so that's the first element of it. Then we have our body talk programs, which you're able to double down on, like sales mastery, instant trust, being able to like unlock different levels of glass ceilings. We have clients that like do this work and they're able to unlock shame that's living inside of their chest and have a 10K sale. Or I've used this to have like back to back $250,000 launches. So there is the deepening that you're able to do after you know what the body is saying. And my favorite bit is it's like an ecosystem. So our body talk facilitators are like our celebrities, and you're able to really connect with someone in their masteries. Maybe there's something like, okay, I'm feeling a lot of shame and something's coming up in my relationship. You can connect with a body talk facilitator that does that, or you can connect with people in your country, like our body talk pioneers in New Zealand and stuff like that. So I feel like it is the space where we take this body of work, and it's not just like programs and this, but you're able to really master what you're saying, but also connect to people in their mastery. So is that enough of a picture? I'm really excited by it, but right now it's
Yeah, it's a
still.
good picture I have already in mind. One question I have to get it all clear. So when people download the app, what happens kind of? So do they get access to like everything? Are they supposed to access a part of it? So or are there different tiers? How does this work?
So there would be one tier, and what I like about is like this, like monthly challenges, so you're able to interact in real time that give you different focus points. The way that I see it, what I really am inspired by is fitness apps. It's kind of like that it's that identity, that belonging. It's like, oh, I do SoulCycle, or I do this meditation app. It's more of a daily practice versus let me learn all this information. And what I What I love also, it's similar to like Mind Valley, where yes, you do have like possibilities for deep diving, or if you're more interested in the certification or program, like you can go deeper within the app, but the main level is that daily tool that you build as a muscle, and it stores your data, it tracks your patterns, it tracks different habits that you're transforming, and it's like a quantum leap tool in your pocket, so you're able to see a bit. Sometimes we're so close to like things that we do, like.
Zooming out the big picture. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And as a facilitator, you also get to use it to track your clients. And so your client, you're able to use that tool and really see like, what are my clients saying? How can I track my clients' patterns and really provide like a white glove experience as well when you're using it as a facilitator, a
Okay, I
budget
love that.
facilitator.
And I saw on your Instagram that you're filling a wait list right now. So what do you think? I don't think you have the finalized schedule yet, if I understood it correctly.
Yeah.
But what do you think? How long will be the phase in which you fill the wait list? And how much time do we have until the app is launching, actually, like people
Yeah.
download and access it?
So what I'm realizing that is taking longer, the actual build of it. And so I was thinking of doing like a white label app in the meantime that just has body talk practices. So of like an MVP version of the app that we can create until we launch, like with the AI and all the tools and all the community and the map aspect of it. So that I really would love, like at least the MVP, because we have like over 1500 Body Talk members that could be starting to use it at least in their pocket and get used to the app until we do like a big launch of it in Q3.
Okay, so round about Q3, the big launch for the app. Okay, I love that. Okay. So when we talk about the app, we also have to talk about body talk, about the brand,
Yes.
about the overall thing. What would you say are the top three characteristics of your brand? If you would have to name three only, where I say, okay, this is body talk.
Characteristics. I mean, immediately I think of like myself, because I created the brand, but there is that sensitivity, like empathetic, someone with a really big heart. Like there's like soft power. Like someone that can command a room without a lot of words, but simply with their influence, with their power. So it's not like, but it commands attention. Something around like nature is a big element of like barefoot or in the grass or by the water. Like there's that there's the very like earth nature element to it.
Okay, and if the air was a physical room, you could enter that room actually. How would it look like?
Would look like an ocean. So maybe like projectors with like golden light everywhere, and you feel like you're in like an immersive, like I wouldn't say underwater, but that was a big part of like our first certification and launch. It was like underworld, and it was like underwater in the depth. But there is an element of like golden hour, water. I wouldn't say it's calming, because like most meditation will be like, okay, water, and let's like relax and take a deep breath. It's very different than that. It's more like you feel like you just want to move. You want to move your body, you want to dance. So it's not necessarily like the calming type, but it is like a full body expansion.
And also something like you get a full body, like a full body, I just had the word, A full body activation or a full body answer as soon as you enter the room, like your body answers to the things happening in the room.
Yes, so
And is,
fun.
yeah, it is. It is. And we go into the creative direction in a few minutes. I just have two more questions before we go into that. And I also ha already have a bunch of ideas, and I'm so excited to explore them with you. So,
I
is
can see you
there,
writing them.
yeah, it's working. So, is there anything you've always wanted to do, but weren't sure if it fits your brand? May it be marketing, may it be visuals, may it be something that you say, I've always wanted to do this in my life. I wouldn't have thought about doing this in business, but I wanted to do it in my life. So, like, is there anything where you said or say, I've always wanted to do this?
A couple of things come up. Number one is like tour. Like I just love travel and I love it in like 3D. So the element of like a tour or a pop-up where kind of feels like a dance party, like a. And then the other bit is what I really love is like brand trips where you like I used to love watching those YouTube videos of like a brand that would take their influencers to like the Maldives or to these places and you could like experience through people that you like to watch. I love vlogs, I love day in the lives, I love like user-generated content, and that's what I really want to build the Body Talk Instagram with. But those are like kind of like the two things that come up.
I love that. And I've already seen on your Instagram that you had two videos online with an update to the app, right? So is this everything you do or did to the app so far in terms of taking people with you behind the scenes, or is there more already?
Explain that question. Like it's
So
two
you said you
episodes.
love the vlogging style, and I just saw one of your reels where you put or took people with you behind the scenes. Like
Yeah.
it's harder to build that app than you thought. Are there these two reels, or is there more already?
That's what I have so far when it comes to like the documenting of the app build. Yeah.
How did that work until now? How did people respond to that?
Think people responded that they like to hear the thought process.
Yeah.
Like they like to hear of what am I trying or what am I thinking? Some people are saying like, good job, which is no one really likes to hear like good job on
Yeah.
social media, but I think people appreciate being a part of the journey. They could be we could do double down on it or like be more like honest, be more real, but like right now, we're just figuring it out. So it's interesting. Always in hindsight, I'm like, oh, I could have just documented me trying to figure it out. But when I'm figuring it out, I'm like, I don't know what to say because I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay, I love that. So we have, I love, like you said, with the ocean. I think I remember the video you created for that challenge you mentioned with the ocean,
Yeah.
the depth, which was so good. And using this also for the app would be such a good thing because you have the recognition effect from the challenge you were running. I think it was in 2025, right?
That was
What is
2024.
was 2024, which is even better because where there you then have the OGs who already know that, and there you have the recognition effect. And then people who came new into your world, they for them it's new, but you also have like the OGs which are like, ooh, she's bringing that back, kind of. Not because it's the same thing, but you have like the same visual world which fits your brand so well. So using things like that, and also I remember you have a lot of footage, or I saw a lot of footage you took when you had your, I think it was a retreat in Costa Rica, right? which is just 10 minutes away from my house.
Exactly,
And
yes.
then you had so great footage from the beach with so many women, which is also
Yeah.
amazing because therefore what I would do for the app would be like the part with I'm moving a lot of people with that. I would go with the not masses theme in terms of this is for the masses in terms of this is for everyone and this is like the mass market. You target a specific type of woman who really wants to do that, but in this not in this industry, but in this target audience, you want to reach everyone so that we see like there people are moved by that. People are moved by the app. And then also with the huge focus, which is also something I would to put a spotlight on, is that it's the daily tool. So that it's not about learning something, but it's about training your muscles. It's like the body talk muscles. It's about having the habit of using the app because the app is the thing, the quantum leap in their pocket, which is also so great.
I know, I like that. I want to write
This is
that.
perfect. This is so great. And also with that, you can create such a great visual world in terms of truly having like the phone in the pocket and grabbing it as soon as you want to do something. And when I think about that thing, I think about a campaign where people all kind of do the same in terms of pulling their phone out of the pocket as soon as they want to start with the daily habit for the quantum leap, or women using the app and not in a way of they're staring into their phone, but that their phone gets from or it transforms from that tool which they use to use Instagram, watch TikToks, or do stuff like email or something like that into this quantum leap tool where maybe the phone can glow kind of. So it's like the you have like a
I
magician
like that
like
glow. Like I immediately look at the light of like,
And you can
wow.
do that in so many different aspects or from so many different angles because as soon as they open the app, it starts to glow. Without the app, it's just a random phone. With the app, it starts to glow. And then not only the phone glows, but the whole woman starts to glow. Like we have through the skin, we have like this light shining out, so that she's like this light in the world, and people get attracted to that. So this is something because I also have so many videos and photos of you in mind where you wear golden dresses, where you're like this, this shiny woman in a way of people, of course, because of your body language, but also because of the stress, get naturally attracted to you in a way of, oh, I need to watch her. There is something about her. I need to watch it. I need to observe it so I know what is it, like the commanding of the room piece, which is so big there. And this is something I would use so much for the app so that people kind of that the campaign tells the story that your phone gets a whole different use case. So you usually most people use it to open Instagram, to take photos, which is quote unquote normal. But as soon as you have the Body Talk app on it, it's a whole different tool. It's the Quantum Leap tool. And you could also do things where this could be done so easy that also when you have like the icon of the Quantum Leap app and not the Quantum Leap app, but also a great name, but the Body Talk app, as soon as you have it on your phone, also the other icons of the other apps start to glow. The apps people use for their business, like Instagram, TikTok, email, all these things start to glow so that it's that they see what I do there affects every single aspect inside my business.
Wow. I love how your brain works. So cool. Wow. Yeah, I like the glow. I saw a visual recently of, I can't remember what it was, but it's kind of like X-ray. Of like a parent, like parents with their kid, and like the way that they speak, it was kind of like a glowing, and then the kids started to glow.
Yes. Yeah, maybe you know these images where you have like a lemon, for example, that is molded. It's not good anymore. And then you have like the other lemon on the side, and then affects like every single of the lemons that lie in this row. And it's the same thing, but in the other way around. It's a positive thing that it swaps over to the other things in your life.
It really does that. Yeah. It's interesting because when we work with emotions, they're very like intangible. So it's like having these visuals help it. Like we can see, like, oh, if we're sad and like, oh, that energy, and then you can just pick up the phone and transmute it and it
Yeah.
lives.
And if you make this the main theme, the main message of the overall app campaign, you can do it in so many different aspects. You have on the one hand things we were already talking about, but then you can also do this with bodies. Like if you have a row of women or people together on the beach or at the lake or somewhere, and one woman starts to like get into her body language, like getting upright and then also like leaning back, or is more confident in her overall body language, then also the woman on her side gets more confident. And then the next woman and the next. Like you can draw this ripple effect in so many different things. And also not only when people are together in one physical room, it also can affect them like in a digital way. So there you can create videos where people maybe they are on the phone and talk to each other, or you have something where as soon as there comes an update through the Body Talk app, and people are immediately like, okay, today is a great day. And you could do something where a woman is walking down the street and you see her walking, and she's just walking. It's okay, it's nice. You see it's a confident woman, but as soon as she gets the notification on her phone, the phone starts to glow because it's a Body Talk notification. You see it in her body that
Wow.
everything else is, she gets lighter. There's more like this life force you see. And then also beforehand, people on the side, where they didn't pay attention to her, but as soon as she got checked in into the app, suddenly the people on the side are like, hey, hi, good morning, do you want to have this flower, or do you want to have a coffee? Like the overall perception of her gets a whole nother tone.
Wow, I see like a whole video campaign built out just from that.
Yeah, and you can do so much things with that. And also beforehand, bringing with them behind the scenes and building the app is so great to do that, so that as soon as you start with that video campaign, people are already on the edge of their seat and are like, okay, I need to know that. So bringing them not only with you in the building of the app itself, but I would do this in three parts. I would do the behind the scenes campaign. I would see that, it's like not connected to, of course, there's connection, but it's not directly connected to the main campaign, but that there are three aspects inside the behind the scenes campaign that runs before and while, for example, you're using the white label app or with the wait list. So that on the one hand, you bring them with you behind the scenes in the overall building process, because in my opinion, it's such a big leadership piece when you do something people have never done before, and they can watch you how you make those decisions, even or especially when things get hard. It's so great. Then also how you do this with the facilitators, what is their huge advantage, how you build up or make it even more attractive to be a Body Talk facilitator. This could also be something that you only get the facilitators access to, could also be potentially a thing. And then also taking them with you behind the scenes for the campaign around the launch, so that in the moment you start the main launch, they are not in a position of, oh, and now I can download the app, but they are so sold into the brand already in terms of, oh, we are launching the app now,
Yeah.
that they then spread your message for you.
100%. Oh, so exciting. Yeah, I have like my brain, all the things, but like I really would love like some top people to be able to be like physically with us when we're filming, like doing some of the filming, because I'd love to have some facilitators to have like segments in the app that they can be a part of the inside of it. So either that's like a bonus, or that's for like our top facilitators, or that's for whoever's in masters or something, that's or even filming at our next Costa Rica immersion, something that they're literally inside of it.
Yeah, this is so good. I love that. And then using, especially when you do it in Costa Rica, like the golden hour at the beach, perfect light.
Yes. Love Costa Rica.
It's great here.
Wow. So many ideas. Now I'm like, okay, we have to get this, we want to get this MVP up so that people can at least be using it in the meantime. Okay, I don't want us to wait. It's like a big part of my philosophy is like you give it, like you don't have to wait to sell it. Like you can still have people inside and send people to Body Talk, and it might be the white label app, but I'm trying to be able to differentiate and like still make it like a really fun move, because people don't know what like MVP is, or like why is this one better.
What you could do there is bring them with you into like the same boat in a way of you now can access the kind of pre-app and we're improving it together. We're optimizing it together. You are building this app with us so that they get the feeling of this is our Body Talk app.
So that I feel like that would need not its own launch, but its own like wave.
Yeah, it's like the pre-wave to then the big wave. So like ramping
Yeah.
up for the main launch.
So excited.
Such a big project, and it's so great
I
that
know.
you're doing that. And it's also there's so much potential inside this overall campaign because especially with the thing of one thing influences the other, like with the glow. One thing influences the other. We have the ripple effect. You can use this in so many different angles, and there are so many possibilities how you can do that. And then also, when you think about like the pre-app, I just call it the pre-app now, influences then the real app. So you always have like this one thing happens and it affects the other things. Like my body language affects the sales, affects your content affects your messaging, affects how people see you.
Yeah, I like that. It is one big ripple effect. And that's what I love about the ocean, like that golden, the ripple is like literally, that's the image that I always come back to.
And also with the waves around to the beach, you have always like you have this force behind it. Like it's repeating itself, but it's a never-ending force.
So powerful. I'm like itching to get started already.
This is perfect. So, what are things, two more questions I have for you. What are the things we were talking about, the ideas I just throw into the room? What is the thing you would say is what sparked the most?
I feel like that visual with the glow makes it very tan, like it gives like a tangible image of like another way to use the phone. And yeah, it makes it tangible of like it's an enhancement versus like, oh, just like another thing to do. That one, I really like the visuals around like the glow and then impacting the next thing and then impacting the next thing and just watching it like visually communicate something that is more conceptual.
Yeah, I love that. And if I know a lot of people who listened, I just wanted to say if anyone, but I know a lot of people who listened until now are like on the edge of their seat on, okay, how do I get on that wait list for the app? I need to know as soon as there is like the white labeled one, or then also the main app. Where do people find you and where can they access or sign up for the wait list?
Definitely join Body Talk because instead of waiting, you get to build with us and be a part of the build. So I kind of want to rename it versus like the waiting list to like build with us and grow with us and be like become a facilitator as well. But definitely you want the behind the scenes. We'll be sharing on social media, but if you want to be a part of the build, join Body Talk and our pre-app, you'll be able to get a taste and be like a living, breathing part of like the future of embodiment, the future of getting out of our heads and getting into overflow, getting into our bodies. Quantum leap in your pocket. Love it.
Quantum leap in the pocket is it's the best thing. This can be the whole campaign, like the quantum leap in the pocket. Oh, Shayna, I had so much fun with you in the campaign room. I personally can't wait until the moment the official app is then finally launching. I'm excited for that. Thank you so much for your time and for bringing the app into the campaign room.
Thank you. I'm excited to re-listen to this when we launch and just be so proud of this version right now. Because this is bigger than anything I imagined.